Are you a real estate agent looking to change your real estate game, change your real estate business, and change your life? Welcome to the Bulletproof Agent Podcast. I'm Catherine Lucadu, real estate coach, speaker, top producing agent, and broker owner of the Property Gallery Realty, just 20 minutes north of Toronto. We will be exploring the mindset, training, strategies, motivations, and tools that you will need to be super successful in your real estate business. But before we get started, check us out in our Facebook group, Bulletproof Agents. Now, are you serious about taking your real estate business to the next level? Well, then here we go. Good morning. Happy Monday morning. So, how many of you have actually tried live Facebook video? That's what I would like to know. Because, as you know, you press play or you press ready, and all of a sudden you are live. And unless you actually have something prepared, you know, you're never really sure what way it's going to go. So I have a couple of bullet points here because at least it keeps me sort of on track and on topic of what it is that I wanted to talk to you today. So first of all, if you haven't tried Facebook Live, you should, just to get the feel of what it's like to be live and just do this off of the top of your head. Because if you're going to read from a script, then it's not really live, because in real life, we don't read from scripts, do we? So I do have a few things that I'd like to tell you about today, and if you read the caption on top, you may or may not want to hear this, because I am going to tell you a few things that I know that you already know, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because I think some of you may need to hear it again. But first, we're going to start on a lighter topic, which would be your quote for the week, or at least for today. So as you know, I have this happiness box. And I've actually chosen a quote from it today because I want it to be something similar to what it is that I wanted to talk to you about. My name is Catherine Lucadu. I am the broker owner here at the Property Gallery, although it's in reverse. There is a way to change that up, but then I kind of look weird, so I'd rather the sign look weird than me. So the quote for this, let's say today, do something. And if it's not successful, try something else. It's simple, I know. And sometimes we just don't realize it, so I'm going to read it one more time. Do something, and if it's not successful, try something else. And that was by Franklin D. Roosevelt who said that. And I think that many of us have forgotten that if something doesn't work, hi. Oh, you see, live, anything can happen.
Sorry, pick up FedEx.
Nope, not for this unit.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just keep rolling and go on through. Morning. We have a FedEx pickup. Let's continue. So, again, do something, and if it's not successful, try something else. I think that a lot of people these days, they try it, it doesn't work, and then they just give up. And whether that is using Facebook for the first time, whether it is the type of posting that you want to do on Facebook, whether it's a Facebook Live like I'm doing right now, like we just had the FedEx guy come in, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if these things happen. You still have to try and keep trying until it works. So this brings me to what the main topic of today is going to be. And we had a Facebook marketing for realtors workshop here on Friday. It went very well. Andrew Fogliato did a great job of explaining the technical part of Facebook. And then I spoke about, let's say, the front end of Facebook, in the who and the what and the why and the how and the where do we post. And you know, that whole thing. And the overwhelming response that I got from doing that was, I had no idea that that is what goes into doing a Facebook ad. Or I had no idea that it actually takes that much thought putting into a post that you're going to put on Facebook. And it really is very much like doing a science experiment. Because if one post doesn't work very well, then you try another one. And I think that what a lot of people do is they post once, they post twice, or they do a couple of ads, and then they just stop because they say, well, it doesn't work. Well, you know, unless you keep trying and experimenting, things won't work. So that brings me to my next point, in that one of the gentlemen who was at the workshop, it is his fourth time coming to the workshops that I do. And one would think that by the fourth time, I mean, you know, what is it that he wants to learn? You would think that he would have learned it by now. But that's the interesting thing about social media and marketing and Facebook and technology, is that they keep evolving. So the same talk that I gave 6 months ago is not going to be the exact same thing that I talked about on Friday, because things evolve. But the problem is that most people who have businesses these days, and this is the part you may not want to hear, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Most people with businesses are not evolving, and they're not updating, and they're not upgrading. So how many of you have an iPad, an iPhone, an Android phone, a computer, a PC, whatever that may be? And how often is that phone updating on you? How often do you, you know, turn on your phone and you can see update available? Well, in some cases, some of the apps that we're updating will update more than once, twice a week, maybe once every week, maybe once a month. We get the software updates of our computers. So here's technology continuously upgrading and updating, but we are not doing that in our businesses. How many of you are still doing what you were doing 2 years ago? And consistency that I always talk about is fantastic, but consistency will take you so far, but if technology and the way that we are conducting business these days is changing, how are you changing along with it? That's what I have to ask. Because I think a lot of people, although, you know, technology is advancing our businesses, and in some cases it makes it much easier to do business, many of us aren't following along as we should be. And, you know, I have to say, do you go back and look at your business every 3 months? Are you going back to, let's say, the last quarter of 2017, and are you looking at what you were doing and saying, okay, how can I upgrade, update what maybe isn't working so well, and turning that into something a little bit better for the next 3 months? How many of you do that? Because just like the apps that we have on our phone and the software that we have on our computers, we have to be doing the same thing, because otherwise we start to get left behind, and then we wonder, you know, come, you know, 2 months ahead, 3 months ahead, what's happening? Why am I not getting new business? Why is my business not evolving and improving? And that's the problem, is that we should be looking at what's going on around us and just hold up your phone and say, oh, Facebook has another update. Maybe I should be looking at my business and updating it. But not only business, mindset as well. Do you try and upgrade and update your mindset? Because really that's where it starts. You know, in order to want to update our businesses and wanting our businesses to improve and move forward, it starts here. Because what are your goals? Where is it that you would like your business to go? And it really doesn't matter what kind of a business you have, whether it's real estate like myself, whether you have a storefront business, whether you have a business from home. How is that business progressing? And how are you progressing as a person to help that business progress? So this is my intention this morning, was to give you something to think about on this Monday morning. We have some agents coming in for our Monday morning meeting. Come on, say hello.
This morning.
Is Sandy.
Morning.
We have a fantastic Monday morning meeting here. We are going to be reviewing all the rules and regulations that we need to know because the spring market has pretty much arrived in real estate. And along with the spring market, as we get busy, we have to make sure that we are doing things properly. Do we have the proper signage that we're supposed to? You know, if we're doing the coming soons and exclusives and everything else, are they being done the way they're supposed to be done? And on our contracts, are they being written as they should be in order to protect our clients to the best of our ability? So that's what we're doing here today. And of course, there's always a little bit of a mindset and where is our week going? And then we always have accountability sessions where I talk to the agents one-on-one and see exactly what it is that we just spoke about right now, which is, are you looking back at your business? And then if by looking back, you're able to move forward. So I will leave you with that. Let me know if you ever need anything, reach out. I am happy to chat with you, and if you're ever in the neighborhood, come on in because I'm here and I'd love to talk with you. So, Catherine Lucadu, broker of The Property Gallery, have an awesome week ahead, and I will probably talk to you again on Friday. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. Find me on Facebook with any of your questions or comments at Catherine Lucadu.